today, instead of making my own video, I'm going to feature another guy's video, an actual bona fide scientist. His name is David Kipling. He's from the University of Columbia, I think. Well, anyways, the reason I'm featuring his video is because he makes a pretty good case for something that I disregarded. In fact, in my video, the Fermi's paradox possibly fully explained the Aranda conundrum. I assume, since life developed on Earth rather quickly, that it should develop rather quickly wherever it's possible. And he makes a pretty good case that that could be wrong. Not that that is wrong, but that it could be wrong. When I say that the idea that life is not prevalent through the universe, that life only exists on Earth, that life is limited to Earth, that is beyond consideration, he makes a pretty good case that it is within consideration, that it is a possibility. He hasn't convinced me that I'm wrong in that case. He's just, in a sense, knocked down my confidence in that particular data point. But then he goes on to make is a similar mistake that I made in that data point, in that life is easy, that life develops rather easy. He makes the point, the opposite point, that for life to develop, it's extremely hard and thus extremely rare, because we haven't been able to duplicate it, because our scientists have not been able to figure out how life developed, the spark of life, if you will. That means, or that suggests, that life develops extremely rarely, and possibly only here on Earth, according to him. I do not think he's right, but he makes his case rather well. So nevertheless, I'm going to link his video here. So if you want to watch it, I'm going to link my Fermi's paradox, the Aranda conundrum, here, and then link his video at the end of that one. But for the podcast people, link it in the description of this podcast, his video and my video, and his website as well. So I guess that's it.